Well, Father God, we thank you that your Holy Spirit is evident in this house tonight. I thank you, Father, that you're moving among your people and that you are changing and rearranging and you're doing exactly what you want to do to each one of us. Let your glory fall in a greater way tonight than it has in the days past. Let your people be totally immersed in that glory. And Father, we just truly do thank you for these 10 days of prayer. We thank you, Father God, it has drawn us closer to you so we can hear the Father's heart. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. When was it? You were here Wednesday night, right, Elaine, wherever you're at. Oh, they were here Thursday, all right. Well, when you was here Thursday, I went home and I said, God, there was some, what was going on in the church tonight? Because when we started, everybody was doing everything, all right? And then whenever we closed, everybody was doing everything again. And then I asked them to blow the shofar. Well, everybody was doing everything, and everybody was, it was a good thing. It was a good thing. Everybody was joyful and laughing and talking and, you know, really enjoying what went on for this evening. And he said, my daughter Elaine brought the joy. And he said, that's why what was going on went on. He said, I have sent her forth to take joy to the nations. And Elaine, you brought that to us Thursday night, and I want to thank you for it. And God told me to tell you, don't you ever change. I know your husband doesn't want to hear that, but that's too bad. God's saying, don't you ever change. You be what God's called you forth to be. Somebody needs to carry the joy. And her husband can't do that. That's the truth, right? He's serious. He's really serious. I'm really serious, you know. So we, with our anointings, God sends us forth to do the works we're called forth to do. And I love you both and thank you very much. They did a terrific job. Well, now, let me rephrase it. The Holy Spirit used them to do exactly what he wanted to do, and it was a terrific job. Amen. All right, Marty, whenever you, Reverend Marty, whenever you was teaching, you started out telling us about the door was Jesus. And when you said that, I'm sitting back there thinking, say it again. Because God just said, they've got to come through the door. I'm the only door. They have to come through that door. And, you know, such a revelation God gave me is, as Reverend Marty said that. And, you know, and because he's been calling us into intimacy, right? And if we don't have intimacy with the Father, we are no good. And I, you know, that just has stuck with me. And I was talking about that this morning. And then Brenda said to me, give her microphone. I want her to share what she told me this morning outside after the service. Do you understand God is on the move? I mean, you might be just sitting there doing nothing, but God is on the move, and he's doing a mighty works.
This morning when Merlin and I were getting ready to come, I was in a, and I went into the room where I put on my makeup and got my little makeup mirror, and I have a couple boxes in there, and one of them was on the counter right beside me to my left.
Can everybody hear her?
Okay. And I'm just getting ready to get ready, and I just reached for something, and something caught my eye, and it was a 10 by 12 Amazon box, and on the side of it, it said, a box sitting in front of an open door, and I was like, wow. I mean, I knew it was God, and I just said, you know, a box sitting in front of an open door, sitting in front of an open door. And I just told Pastor Barbara, it's like we're in boxes, but we're sitting right there in front of that open door. And we got to come out of that box, and we got to walk through that door.
Did y'all hear that? God wants us out of the box. And Reverend Marty, he taught about getting out on the streets, him and Elaine. And how many times have we said we've got to get out of the four walls and get out there on the streets? and start carrying a message to a lost and dying world. I was thinking today, you know, I've been preaching for 40 years. And when I started, God said to me, do not despise small beginnings. 40 years I've been sitting in small beginnings, all right? We rejoiced during that 40 years. Some years weren't as good as others, but we still praise and worship the Lord. And now, and you know, after this 40 years is over, God spoke to me and said, daughter, your cancer's coming back and I'm bringing you home. Okay? And I said, God, no, you can't take me home right now. You have to give me more years because I have these two boys I have to raise. So God said, all right, I'll give you more years. And so now I really believe we're in another 40-year time span with God. And this, first of all, the first 40 years I was in, it was to take message to the churches to get the pastors right. Every place I went when I was evangelizing, it was always addressed to the pastors. They had to get right. Now, this 40-year dispensation of time, God told me, is to bring in the harvest. So this, we're going to have 40, at least 40 years of harvest time. And God said, once he starts the harvest, he's not going to stop it. It's going to flow. So all you ministers are here tonight, I welcome you to be in with, but you're in a 40 year of harvest, and it's already started. Now go with the flow. You should feel the Holy Spirit on that. Go with the flow. Do not allow anything. I don't care what hindrances the enemy throws your way. Do not stop. Keep moving. Just keep moving. Whatever you do, just keep moving. And God keeps it. Well, I play that song that Toby Mac sings. What is it? Move or walk, whatever he says. You know, God's telling us to don't sit down now, because we have started a brand new dispensation of time, and it's going to be a time where even though everything's breaking loose around about us, everything evil, dark is going to be around us, we're going to be walking in the light. We're going to be walking in the glory, and God is going to be doing great and wonderful things. He prophesied that to us years ago, that this day was going to be here, and we are in this dispensation of time. All right? So you ministers, get excited. And if you're already excited, stay excited, and don't allow the enemy to stop you. And I know that everybody in this room, including me, you have every reason in the world to stop. Right, Brother David, Reverend David? He just, you know, God flooded out. And that would discourage anybody. And that's what it was meant to do. But as far as I know, he's still going on. He's still preaching the gospel. And that's what we're called to do, preach the gospel. Tonight, I'm going to read an article I read. Tonight, we're going to focus on praying for President Donald J. Trump. Okay? That's who we're going to cover. This is entitled President Trump in 2024, the Year of Reclamation. Wednesday, September the 6th, I had a series of visions while in prayer over President Trump and our nation. As I prayed, I had a vision of President Trump before me. He was standing, his head bowed, but he had been struck with arrows over his body. Most of those arrows remained in place. I asked the Lord where these arrows came from, and he responded, the church. That's why the election went the way that did. Friends, I cannot tell you how deeply this grieves my spirit. I quickly moved to our president to pull out the arrows, praying healing over each wound. As I prayed over his back, his head, his heart, his knees, and his feet, the areas once wounded began to glow with the healing touch of the Lord. A horn of oil appeared in my hands. The Lord told me as a prophet to the nation, he has anointed him as a 47th president of the United States of America. Now let's just stop there. You know, I know some don't believe in President Donald J. Trump. I'm either a prophet or I'm not. And before the elections ever happened, God told me President Donald J. Trump would be in office. And then he went on to tell me how many years he would be in office. And I preached that. And whenever President Donald J. Trump did not get up into office, I got a lot of telephone calls. I said, in God's eyes, he is our president. Because that's what God spoke to me. Now, you know, if you're a prophet, you have to be true in everything you say and do. And I'm not, a lot of people recanted and took their, that statement back that God told them that President Donald J. Trump was a president. I'm not going to do that. I'm not. If I do that, then I have to do that with every prophetic word I spoke over anybody. So what I'm saying here is you believe what you want to believe, and I'm going to believe what I want to believe. But I know that God's been telling me pray for the president, Donald J. And he always calls him Donald J. Trump every time he talks to me about him. So I'm going to be obedient and do what God's calling me to do, all right? And, you know, you can see God's face and you can see what he tells you, but you wait. And God told me, so I'm going to use President Donald J. Trump to finish emptying out the swamp. And watch and see what's going to transpire really soon. All right. Donald J. Trump here, he bowed his head in submission to the Lord's call on his life. As I lifted the horn of oil, the oil began to bubble up as though it could not wait to descend upon the Lord's anointed. It flowed out steadily until his entire body was saturated with the oil. The horn never ran dry and continued to bubble as long as I stood next to him. His body was completely encompassed in the oil of the Lord. I began to pray that the Lord would increase and expand Isaiah 11:2 in and through his life. And that scripture says, "And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord." The Lord spoke these words over President Trump. "Donald J. Trump, you are my anointed. You are my choice to lead the nation out of the chaos of the elite. Only you have been granted the wisdom, the understanding, the counsel to do so, and I will grant you the spirit of might." Do you understand what's going on with President Donald J. Trump and everybody that's around him? Being persecuted like you have never seen such persecution. That in itself tells you he belongs to God. Because you don't see the others not being persecuted, do you? And I read an article the other day where Obama said that his wife was going to be the next president and he was going to run the United States through her. Church, we need to pray. We need to pray like never before. And, you know, I know they say you shouldn't mix politics with the church, but this is one thing that's been the problem. We haven't prayed for our president like we ought to. And we need to be about the Father's business. I don't know what I said the other day, and somebody's, "Boy, that's going to put a mark right in your back. The devil's going to come after you." I forget when I put something somewhere out there. And I said, "You know, I really don't care." You know, you don't see President Donald J. Trump running. I feel so sorry for those people, the whole family. You know, he's in there fighting for us. He's not fighting for us, and he's losing everything he has. Don't you see that? He's fighting for the United States of America. Remember, I went through a season, I cried over America. And we had all kind of patriotic stuff, and I still do at my home. Because God is crying over America, because the churches in America they're not at their post. They're not hearing, and they're not doing what they should be doing to keep America safe. All right, the spirit of might is the fifth of the seven spirits of God, listed as Isaiah 11:2. The word might in this passage literally means powerful, strong, and violent. It is used to describe a proven warrior. The same word, might, is also used to describe David's mighty men who accomplished amazing feats of war. Then God said, "You have been given the spirit of knowledge." This is what he said to President Donald Trump. "You have been given the spirit of knowledge and will indeed walk in the fear of the Lord. As you enter the office of the presidency once again, I will expand my spirit within you to effectively tackle the chaos of the elite." And when President Donald Trump did not get into the office, God said he will sit in the office of president once again. And he said it with clarity and sincerity, and I stand on what my Father tells me. His back straightened, his knees strengthened, and unbelievable clarity came to his mind and heart. There was a determination in his eyes. He was unshakable, unstoppable. He was the rod of God against the elite. He began to walk over the communist agenda, and with each step, the fallow ground shattered underneath his feet. I walked alongside him, praying in his spirit, decreeing and declaring with each passing step direct assaults against the communist agenda. Well, you know that's what they're taking us into, the communism. If you don't know that, I'm telling you right now. And you know, and somebody in here shared some things with me about Obama, which really shook me. I didn't know that. And see, we're ignorant of a lot of things. And God's trying to get us to understand all things. Each step he took crushed one communist agenda after another. The communists began to shake and quake as they saw the hammer of justice heading straight for them. The long pathway, 45 steps, crushed the invasion into our media, the invasion into academia, the infiltration in our government, our financial institutions, and even our churches until we looked behind us and saw the mounds of rubble left in our wake. Somehow it was all collected and placed in our hands, and then we thrust it into the fire of God to be consumed. I looked and saw the deep state players within Congress blown out to sea. I saw other members of the deep state that were positioned in key positions of government, finance, and so on, exposed and then thrust into darkness. The hammer of justice has fallen. President Trump turned around, and as we walked, the vision I had of him before the 2016 election reappeared. In that vision, he walked up the steps to the inauguration stage, and within the milliseconds that it took between the time his heel hit the stage and his toe landed on the stage, the Spirit of the Lord came from behind him and passed through him. There was an anointing placed upon him that took every success and every failure in his life and used those experiences to heal and restore our nation. There was not a single area of our nation untouched by what God was doing through his presidency. The Lord said, "The healing is coming, the unifying of the people, the restoration of all things within my nation is coming. Watch and listen." I heard the song, "This Land is My Land," begin to play in the black background. When I looked, the people of our nation were singing this song as the country was rebuilt from the ground up in some areas. They sang and they worked. They sang in perfect unity, reclaiming the nation as their own, stripping the rights from the elite and grabbing hold of the nation, knowing it was once again truly their own. Don't you love your country? Aren't you tired of what the devil's been doing to us? Aren't you ready to have America be a nation that people looks up to once again? You know, you see the flags, they show flags all tattered and torn, and you see us all destroyed. That's not how God sees us. And it's not God's fault that this happened. Whenever President Trump did not get into office, God said they wanted a king. No, I'm sorry, this one president, when Obama got into office, God said they wanted a king. I gave them a king. And now they're going to see what a king will do for them. And you know the story in the Bible. They didn't want God, they wanted a king, and the king destroyed them. Please don't close your heart. And please don't close your mind. If you're truly a leader and truly a child of God, you need to get before God's face and let him show you the truth of all things. I saw excellence pour out over the land and healing flowed among the people. The divisiveness was lifted and the unification of the nation had arrived. The Lord told me 2024 is a year of reclamation. It's a time to reclaim what the enemy has stolen. 2023 was a year of revolution. 2024, his glory is going to pour. But this week he added 2024 is a year of reclamation. What is reclamation? According to what the Lord showed Mom, reclamation is reclaiming the United States of America. How many of you have really been praying, you know, in reclaiming America for God? You know, if you're not, then there's a problem here. God blesses America. And, you know, I'm really tired of people coming into America and destroying America, talking about how bad America is. You know, you weren't invited in. And so you're free to leave. We don't go to your nation and run your nation down. So what right do people have to come into my nation, United States of America, and tear it apart? It's a land of the free, the home of the brave. Remember when God had me start all that? Months ago. He was trying to get our attention. He was saying, do something. Untie my hands. Start praying for the nation you live in. Make it great again. Amen. Reclamation is simply another way of saying God is going to reclaim America. And you'll find that in Isaiah 60, verse 3 through 5. America and the world needs Christ to reclaim her from the very foundation upwards. We need him to rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the streets of righteousness for our nation to travel on. We pray for him to give us a willing heart of intercession and travail for this invaluable reclamation of the nation. Every nation needs this reclamation power to restructure and fractures of the nation. Guys, please open up your hearts right now. Let God speak to your heart. Get to truth. Live the truth. Right now, what I'm saying is making some people awfully mad. But you know, I speak exactly what God. I'm not afraid of the devil. He didn't breathe his life into my nostrils. He has not been with me this 80-some years of my life. My Father in heaven has been. And that's whose voice I listen to. All right, we pray for him to give us a willing heart of intercession and travail for this invaluable reclamation of the nation. Every nation needs his reclamation power to... I think I read that, didn't I? Excuse me. God is reclaiming the land. The Lord spoke to me, Nita, very powerfully and told me that the land of America is the American church's heritage, a gift of love from above. And it's the churches who have allowed America to be torn down. We need to see it as our heritage and seek to protect it as such. He wants us to have the same love for America that he does. The reason America is in the middle, is in trouble she is in now is because the church has not kept the land in their hearts as a heritage from the Lord, thus watching over it in righteousness. You know, what you really need to do is you need to ask God to move upon you like he moved upon me. You don't need to say like it moved upon her. God, move upon me and let me truly see how you feel about America. Let me feel your heart. You know, when God came upon me about America, I sat in my chair and cried for an hour. He was weeping over America and the way that the churches have not stood up at their post and prayed. In fact, the churches are what is tearing America apart. Where I'm at, when the church returns, is that where I'm at? When the church returns to the nurture of this nation in righteousness, America will return to the proper fatherhood role it has been called to among the nations of the world. It is not in the Father's heart to dispossess the First Nations people, but to bring the kingdom to their needy hearts and give the nation as a whole to his church, which would include the born-again First Nations people. We must learn to take the dominion in love today by standing for righteousness. Friends, it's time to set aside petty things and embrace the unifying God is bringing our way. It's going to take all of us to finish the work of revolution and bring about the reclamation. Our nation is going to be a completely different country by the time this is over. The people will see the horrific devastation communism has wrought, and as a result, stand as a barrier to prevent its entrance back into our land. Years ago, God told me that when he's through with America, you're not going to recognize America. I know a good 20 years ago he told me this. He says, I will keep destroying until America bows their knees. He said, over in one night, I will destroy two nations, two states. look what's going on. Look how everything is being destroyed. And I sit and cry, God, when are you going to stop? What did David say in the Bible when he had sinned and God was using the angels to destroy? He said, please don't make them pay for what I've done. And you know, church, we need to say, God, please don't make everybody pay for what we've done. We've neglected our call to pray for America. We've neglected our call to pray and to go out and vote. We've neglected so many things, and look what it's brought us. Look what's happening to our schools. Look what's happening to our children. The world is a mess. And now I read last night where they're working really hard to get abortion back on board. You know, we didn't even learn from that, because God told me Wade versus Roe would be overturned, and it was. And he told me that a couple years ago. But now they're trying to get abortion legal again. What have we turned to? What are we? We're a fallen nation. You don't have to believe me, but you know, you don't have to look very far to see that. Greater exposure is coming. It's going to be rough, but we've been training for this season. And God is entrusting this nation to his intercessors. I don't even know if my intercessors in this church are even interceding for America. This nation to his intercessors to keep it stable while he uproots the last of the elite. Because he's gonna clean the swamp. But it's gonna be rough. It's not gonna be nice. And we're gonna be involved. We invite everyone to stand with us as we fight for the healing of our nation. Oh no, now is not the time to hold back. Buckle up, because the next 12 months are going to prove to be among the most incredible months of our lives. We invite everyone to stand with us as we fight for the healing of our nation. And tonight we're going to pray for the peace and safety of President Donald J. Trump and his entire family. And we also need to pray for the peace of America. We have to pray for the restoration of America. We pray for all these other countries and all these other places. And one time, years ago, I said, God, you know, I would like to go as an evangelist overseas. And he said, America needs evangelized. He said, overseas, I'll take care of. But America needs evangelized. And I started looking at America, and how true.